Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 105 for Monday, October 19th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were bouncing around unchanged Monday morning in choppy trading. The Canadian dollar was lower compared to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola more attractive to buyers in other countries. Canola was anywhere from 60 cents below unchanged to $2.10 higher for some of the more deferred contracts. The near-term November contract was down 60 cents at $472 per ton. Forecasts in South America are projecting beneficial weather for the crops down there, but dry, patchy conditions in parts of Brazil are still a source of concern for crop watchers. That was bullish for prices. Canola appears to have found some support on the charts. However, prices did feel pressure from losses in U.S. soy oil, Malaysian palm oil, and U.S. soybeans. The advancing harvest in the U.S. cast a bearish tone over the market, while canola yields in Canada have been better than expected. Large hedge funds are leery right now of coming into the market and setting up any type of long positions. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. Down in the U.S., soybeans were down a cent, with the most active November contract checking in at $8.97 a bushel. News that China's economic growth has hit its lowest level since 2009 put downward pressure on the beans. The U.S. harvest continues to accelerate with good weather conditions. Brazil is also expected to receive rain, and that should help the newly seeded crop, which has been suffering from excessive dryness. Corn was 2 cents weaker, with the December contract sitting at $3.75 a bushel. Prices are under pressure from the harvest in the U.S. Corn Belt, which is adding supplies at a time when demand is fairly weak. The USDA is expected to give out its weekly harvest update this afternoon. There are ideas corn futures are oversold. U.S. wheat is also 2 cents lower, with the December contract sitting at $4.90 a bushel. Weather forecasts continue to improve the outlook for the crop. As a result, the stocks-to-use ratio in the U.S. has risen to a six-year high. There aren't any fears a drought will happen in the U.S. either, which also put pressure on prices. And a rally is going on with the U.S. dollar, which also put pressure on wheat prices. That's a look at the U.S. at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, October 19th, in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.